While combing through various Civil War files in the National Archives, a volunteer recently discovered a letter written by poet and essayist Walt Whitman on behalf of a Union soldier dying in a hospital far from home. Here it is.
My dear wife, you must excuse me for not having written to you before. I have not been very well and did not feel much like writing, but I feel considerably better now. My complaint is an affection of the lungs. I am mustered out of service, but am not at present well enough to come home. I hope you will try to write back as soon as you receive this, and let me know how you all are, how things are going on. Let me know how it is with Mother. I write this by means of a friend who is now sitting by my side, and I hope it will be God's will that we shall yet meet again. Well, I send you all my love, and must now close. Your affectionate husband, Nelson Jabot. Written by Walt Whitman, a friend.
Jackie Bodell is a specialist with the National Archives. She says Walt Whitman was working for the government at the time, and he'd often take off early so he could visit wounded soldiers in the hospital.
So he would take off with his haversack over his back, which was filled with small goodies that might help the soldiers just be more comfortable, so fruit or candy or actually small amounts of change. But I do think it was his investment of time and the emotion that he showed the boys that was probably what they were looking for the most.
So he just visited people.
He just literally visited people. He bought stationery, and he would bring it with him, and he would offer to write letters home for them.
Many of the soldiers recuperating in the hospital either could not read or write or were just too sick to put pen to paper.
He was, in effect, kind of helping them to verbalize maybe what they weren't able to say. And I'm sure many of them kind of knew what was about to happen to them, and so they didn't want to worry family at home, but at the same time still wanted to, you know, give some parting thoughts to a wife or a mom who wondered where they were.
Always the writer, Whitman might have added a little poetic flourish to the letters from time to time. He wrote about his wartime experience in the book Memoranda During the War.
So he talks about writing actually hundreds of letters for soldiers in his time, but hardly any of the letters survive. This is really only the third one that we've been able to find with his name on it.
So who was this dying soldier in the letter, Nelson Jabot?
He was a French-Canadian who had come across the border, was living in Clinton County, New York. His wife was named Adeline, but they had six little kids at home.
Jabot likely joined the Union side for money, Jackie Bodell says, to support his family back in New York. After 5 years of military service, he was able to return home, but he died less than a year after that letter was written.